You know, just injury-wise, we had a few guys go out, and I know it's the end of the year, but Tavili went out with a shoulder. All these guys will be evaluated tomorrow. Didn't return. Hugh Thornton aggravated a neck and a shoulder and didn't come back. Darius Butler, leg contusion, didn't come back in. And then Josh Gordy had a collarbone, and he didn't return. Obviously, disappointed, not discouraged. Certainly wanted to play better than we did. We didn't accomplish and things that we talked about we needed to do in order to come up here and win. Take care of the football. Certainly we didn't do that. Stop the run. Obviously we struggled. We struggled there. Third down, we struggled. And, you know, you know, we didn't want to finish this way, but I'm very, very proud of this football team. I'm very proud of our coaches. There's a great group of men in there. We faced an excellent football team today, and give you know, Coach Belichick and his staff and his team credit. They did a heck of a job, played well today, and executed obviously better than we did. But I'm very proud of our guys. We overcame a ton of adversity. A ton of injuries. I think we put 17 guys on IR, but, you know, we make no excuses. We're going to get a bunch of guys back. You know, we're building a program for sustained success, and we're headed in the right direction. We took another step this year, certainly, you know, a lot to be proud of. And I told those guys to hold their heads high and be proud of what they did, because there was a lot of really good things and a lot of young guys that got better and you know, some guys had some really good seasons and, you know, season and things like that. So kind of bitter way to finish, obviously, but we'll move on and we'll keep growing and we'll get better.
Chuck, what is it about Bill Belichick's defense that makes it so tough? Andrew, four picks today.
Well, I mean, he's done it obviously for a long time. We knew coming in that he would, you know, he wasn't going to let, you know, our game wreckers, you know, wreck the game. And certainly, you know, it took a while for us to get T.Y. going. I think he only had two catches at half, you know, and then we made some big plays there. But, you know, Bill's a good football coach, and he's got good players, and he's got a good staff. And he's always done a great job from a game plan standpoint of taking away what you do well and making you, you know, beat them left-handed. Guys did up front, did a nice job with the pass rush and put pressure, you know, on our quarterback and changed some things up, you know, coverage-wise and disguise and those things, and forced us into some bad plays. And he's been doing a long time, and he's very good at it.
What's your level of disappointment with the defense? You have 87 points and you're a defensive coach.
Yeah, everyone on the defensive side of the football, you know, is, you know, obviously it's not the level of play that any of those guys, our coaches, and all of us expect. We got to play better. And so, you know, we'll go to work on fixing things.
Absolutely. Andrew had that great Kansas City game, but when you look at the numbers, 7 interceptions in 2 playoff games, going forward, you know he's talented, but what would you like to get out of him going forward?
Well, we just, again, he played a whole season, and we led the league, you know, in fewest turnovers, you know, 14 total. And he'd been doing a great job of managing, you know, the offense and taking care of the football. And so, you know, in those two games, certainly, you know, you can't turn the ball over. He knows it. We know it. I know it. And I thought he did a great job for the entire season. You know, take away these two playoff games, obviously you can't do it when the stakes are this high, and it's one and done. So work to get that corrected.
Chuck, you had 4th and 1 in your own territory. I think 10.5 minutes left. You're down 21.
Probably should have went for it. You know, that's on me.
Chuck, you've been going against this team for a few years now, both with the Colts and with Baltimore. They've seemed to make a concerted effort. Again, you've game planned against them as a coach to run the ball more than they've done it in the past and not relying on Brady so much. You just briefly talk about that and, again, it working again today for them.
Yeah, and, you know, we went back and considering the conditions today, we figured it would be a ton of, you know, Blunt and Ridley. You know, we knew we were going to get it, and that's what's, you know, that's what's, you know, disappointing, discouraging is the fact that, you know you're going to get it. And again, they credit them. They did a great job of running it, and they did a great job of blocking and executing. And at times, you know, at halftime, I think they were averaging 3 yards a carry. It was okay. You know, we were playing pretty good. There was a couple that squeaked out, but certainly not like the second half. So we got to get better.
How about their philosophy change? It seems like they are more balanced than they've been in this, maybe the 2000s.
Well, again, I think when you lose, you know, tight ends, you know, you lose Gronk and some of the weapons to injury that Tom's used to having out there, you adapt and you got to change a little bit. And they still do a great job with Julian and Danny and the other guys made plays in the pass game. But they've got a stable of backs. We knew it coming in. And Blunt and Ridley and Shane Vereen, I mean, they got a bunch of guys that can hurt you, and they did.
You've done it so many times, but how hard is it to come back, especially down by touchdown?
It's extremely difficult, you know, especially, a divisional game and on the road and against a good football team. And we've been able to do it, you know, many times before, but we knew we couldn't dig ourselves a hole. And again, I look at it in the third quarter, we had it, you know, we got it to a one score game. We moved the ball. We just didn't finish in the red area. You know, we had to settle for some field goals and didn't score touchdowns, but, you know, I think it was a 21-15 game, you know, and then we had them backed up. Kickoff team did a great job, and I think, you know, we had them backed up, and they went, hard shell play fake and hit us on a big play and got the thing out of there, and that hurt.